Welcome to On the Record. I'm Mick Hassel, and we're live here reporting from the offices of Jack Fireman. Mr. Fireman has several decades of experience as a trial lawyer and is one of the leading trial lawyers in Ontario, especially in the area of personal injury. Welcome to the show, Mr. Fireman.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Fireman, we see trials are evaporating. There are fewer and fewer trials. You have decades of experience. What do you have any insights or comments on that phenomenon?
Well, if we take a look back historically, there are fewer trials, I think, dating back to when mediations became in vogue. And I certainly don't in any way denigrate the value of mediation. But unfortunately, it's had the effect of removing the number and volume of trials from the portfolio of most lawyers. And the reason I say unfortunately is because if you're a plaintiff's lawyer, I'm not sure how you get a leg up on the insurance industry unless you can take them to court and prove to them that once they go to court with you, if they don't want to cooperate and pay you a reasonable sum of money, that they're going to pay a price for it. Otherwise, how do they distinguish between lawyer A, B, C, D, whatever, all the way down the line? And part of the problem is that certainly young defense lawyers don't get opportunities because the insurers want to send their experienced people. But that's no reason why young plaintiffs' lawyers can't get experience. But I think they have to understand that it's kind of like a game in many respects. You have to have a strategy. You have to know what you're trying to accomplish. I mean, one of the examples that I often use is you go to court and you hear from a witness and they're saying things that are very detrimental to your case. And a lot of lawyers, without thinking, just start to attack them on anything that comes to their mind. The first thing they should do is stop and ask themselves this question: why are they saying what they're saying? People generally don't want to lie in a witness stand under oath. So why are they saying what they're saying? And then prepare your attack of their evidence from that point of view. You may choose not to attack them. If you go at it that way, you may decide my best strategy is to sit on my rear end and shut up and don't emphasize anything that this witness is saying to the jury. Some of the other things that I notice are not being done by the younger lawyers is, for example, questioning of a witness in a witness box by a lawyer is kind of like a ping pong game. The lawyer asks a question, the jury looks his way or her way, and then witness is going to answer, they turn their heads and look the other way. The trouble is sometimes they get distracted. Some lawyers will walk over and put some papers or shuffle some papers on their desk, and they lose sight of the choreography that has to take place when you're examining a witness. And what I mean by that is, you have to be careful as an old hand, somebody who's done this for 50 years. I don't worry too much about a judge saying to me, don't you get that close to the witness. But you get as close as you can to the witness. Take a few steps if you can, because what you're doing when you do that is you then force the jury to look at that witness and gauge their demeanor, because they're going to be instructed by the judge not only to look at what they've said, but the way they've said it, meaning their demeanor. And if they're just going back and forth like a ping pong game and not paying attention to the witness, they won't be able to do that, their job, in that respect. I also used to enjoy thinking of things that would sometimes distract my opponent, like telling them they were wearing a pair of pants that nobody could possibly tolerate for 2 weeks and they ought to think of changing them. I mean, you name it. And if it worked, I did it. Getting up and making a motion that throws your opponent off at the beginning of trial is a great thing, because the whole object here is to have your opponent thinking not about their case, but about what you, their opponent, is about to do next. So, you know, in that respect, that's part of the strategy, if you will, of doing a trial. Okay?
Thank you so much, Mr. Fireman. Very insightful. And those are some great suggestions. I really appreciate it. And thank you very much for your time today.
You're most welcome.